Ukrainian newcomers will soon have two new places to call home in Guelph and Wellington County. Volunteer group Waterloo Region Grassroots Response to the Ukrainian Crisis has announced it is ready to open two new Ukrainian guest houses in Guelph and Allura later this month, its first locations in both areas. Grassroots founder Stephanie Gortz said the homes are used to house Ukrainian newcomers who aren't considered refugees and don't receive as much support from the federal government. "The benefit of our houses is they not only provide an opportunity for people who really have a lack of money to rent their own or can't find a landlord willing to rent to them because they don't have a job or a credit history, it really allows these newcomers to build the social connections to need to be much more successful in Canada," said Gortz in an interview. Grassroots' newest property in Guelph, Aramosa, was found thanks to a connection from the Rotary Club, which had a member with property available that he wanted to offer the group to help and support displaced Ukrainians. The location is set to open in the next couple of weeks as it needs a couple of small renovations, including painting and new flooring. Located 5 minutes south of Allura, Gortz said the owners of the Centre Wellington property reached out to them after seeing a press release online several months ago, and since their tenant was moving out decided they wanted to use their property to help others. "We are always seeking out landlords and property owners that have properties available," said Gortz. "And the property owners themselves want to give back. They want to help newcomers, and they want to work with us in a collaborative way. So we're always looking for those landlords." The group is currently working to get its Allura location ready for a family with a mother, teenage daughter and dog, who are set to arrive later this week. As some of the other houses couldn't support a family with a pet, Gortz said the Allura property came at the perfect time, as the group has been working for the last 2 weeks to figure out where to settle this family. "Right now, the house is completely empty. We're still getting in and cleaning," said Gortz. "But over the next day or two, we'll have everyone setting up the house with dishes, bedding, towels, soap, hygiene items and all that stuff for the welcome." Outside of housing, Gortz said one of the best ways to support the group is through employment opportunities. "The group is currently looking to connect with employers in Guelph or Allura that might have a job for one of their newcomers. Right now we are desperately calling as many as possible this week to find companies who would be willing to talk with us about hiring Ukrainian newcomers," said Gortz. "We would love to, in the next week, find at least two or three companies and then connect them with the people that need employment so that when we move those people into the house, they have everything they need and then it gets them on their feet." Grassroots is also currently looking for financial support as it's anticipated more newcomers will be directed their way once government support is cut off in March 2025 and they want to continue helping new families and providing their existing support beyond the deadline. "Our operational budget is quite extensive. So, yes, we want to keep expanding. Yes, want to keep helping people, but we need the financial support because if we don't get the financial support, then we close," said Gortz. "And right now we can't really close because there's no other groups that are really doing what we're doing for Ukrainian newcomers. This help continues to be important for newcomers like Lyudmila Chentsova, who arrived in Roseville last spring with her sons after connecting with a host family through Grassroots passport in hand, 2 weeks before her flight to Canada was planned. Since arriving in Canada, Chentsova has found employment and reunited with her husband in Canada thanks to Grassroots and continues to volunteer with the group in the hopes she can be useful to the community. "I was so happy when I heard from Grassroots," said Chentsova. "This has been a big help for me and for my family." Any donations and or inquiries should be directed towards Grassroots website, https://www.wrgrassrootsresponse.ca/. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.